As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and thank you for being here today with us on this Saturday afternoon, the stormy November 14th. And you know what today is? Today is opening day of elk season. So feel blessed that I'm here with you today, because my heart is up in the mountains stalking those wonderful creatures that the good Lord provided us with. So I'm hoping to get it done still. And like I said, today is just the opening day. I've got a little honey hole that I've been keeping an eye on, and I've got some great friends that I'll get to go out and enjoy God's creation and take it all in. And most importantly for me, find my happy spot and kind of get away from the daily negativity that we've been dealing with for, I'd say the last 4 years or so. This last week has been rough. You know, we're a week and a half from the elections now, and we still don't have any answers. All we do know is that, there's about 75 million patriots, 75 million Americans that desperately need an answer. And we're starting to see our neighbors and the people that sit in church next to us, and people that maybe they're our kids' school teachers, people in our community that are gloating, that feel like Biden will be the next president, that Biden is the president-elect. Let me remind you, my friends, and I know I shouldn't have to. It's been said time and time again. If you follow the same outlets that I follow, the media does not call the election. Okay, Biden is not the president-elect until the election has a confirmation. The states need to confirm this election, and they have not done so yet. In fact, they're a long ways from being able to confirm it, because there has been so much corruption and fraud that has taken place during this election. So Biden is no more president-elect than I am president-elect, my friends. And that's something to remember. So don't get discouraged. It's been easy to be down in the dumps. I've been in a fog this last week. I'm sure you remember my show last Saturday, and I was pretty down. I'm sorry if I was a downer for you, but I can't believe what's going on in my own country, this country that I love, a country that I believe with all my heart is truly the greatest country in the world. This republic, this American experiment, this gift of freedom that our founding fathers dreamed for us and worked so hard to provide us and give us. And then so many Americans, so many brave patriots, men and women along the way that have fought for it and shed blood and died to protect it, to ensure, to guarantee that our freedom lives on. And you think that the enemies from far away, from abroad, the other countries are our biggest threat, and it's becoming more and more obvious, just as we've been warned by some of our fathers, founding fathers, past presidents, Abraham Lincoln, that if the United States fails, if this republic ceases to exist, if we fall apart and crumble, if we are ever defeated, it will be from within. And I think that's the hard pill to swallow. Watching what's been going on with these elections this last week and a half, and realizing the blatant corruption and fraud that has taken place, I feel like somebody just punched me in the chops. And I can't believe what I'm witnessing. And I can't believe that it's just not even fathomable to me that this has taken place in my country, the United States of America. We are supposed to be better than this. We set the standard. But what I'm seeing is what we would witness in the corrupt third world countries, in these communist countries, in these socialist countries, in these countries that can't feed their citizens. We always act and pretend like we're better. But what we're witnessing now in our own country, if what has happened this election, what should be our most sacred thing that we do, I tell everybody, there is nothing more important than our vote. That is how we ensure this republic. That is how we protect this republic. That is the very foundation of this republic, is the ability to have a free, secure election that has integrity that's not comparable to any other country in the world. And I feel like that rug has been yanked out from underneath my feet now, because I can't say that anymore. You know, and when we cease to be able to do that, when we stop being able to guarantee the integrity of our election process, and what's worse is so many of our elected officials and members of our government and bureaucrats that are supposed to serve the citizens of the United States are in on this and working hard to cover it up and not taking it seriously, not taking any action, just shrugging. You know, at the best, they're shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, what can we do about it? But so many of them are working hard to deceive us, to cover it up. They're not just complacent in it. It's not just apathy. They are part of this fraud. They know for a fact it's taking place. The evidence is there. It's 100% provable. And they can care less. And then you have roughly 50% of the citizens. 50% of the citizens out there that are saying, forget about it. We just need to put up with this. We need to stop this divide. We need to fill in and all unite as Americans right now. And are you kidding me? Have you guys united with us this last 4 years? Are you serious? You're going to look at us right now when you know that there's this corruption, when you know that there's this fraud, and you're going to look at us and you're going to tell us that we need to let it go. We just need to be nice. We need to accept the fact that Joe Biden is president-elect of the United States of America. No, he is not president-elect of the United States of America. And no, we will not accept this fraud. And if you are an American citizen, I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what candidate you supported. I don't care what party you affiliate with. You should be just as mad as I am that this election has so much fraud in it, that we can't guarantee the integrity of our election process. I don't care what or how you voted. You should be angry because we have a corrupt system that's falling apart. And if you're not, that tells me a lot about your character. That's the bad thing. I have gotten such a wake-up call from, you know, I know people feel different than me, and I know people believe in different things, and I know they vote different ways, and that's fine. And you know what? I've been pretty tough on calling out the liberals this last year, this last couple of years. I've been pretty tough on calling out the Democrats, people that are in my community that I know support this ideology, or the people that, you know, they'll say that, you know, they're good Christians. And my question to them is, well, then how can you support a party that supports these beliefs that will kill innocent life? and are okay with all kinds of other acts of immorality. But the problem is these people should be just as mad about this as you and I. We can put everything else aside. This is one thing that true Americans, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you should want to guarantee that our elections are safe and secure and free of corruption and fraud. And if you're denying that this has taken place, let me tell you something. That says so much about who you are as a person. And we can agree to disagree on a lot of other things. But if this is you, if you're one of these people that just want me to forget about this fraud and say it's time to move on and just want to ignore that this happened in the United States of America, why don't you just pack your bags and move? You know, I don't want anything to do with you because as far as I'm concerned, you're un-American. You're no longer should be able to consider yourself a citizen of the United States of America because you're actively seeking to circumvent our rules and our laws and violate our Constitution. And that's exactly what has taken place. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, I don't know if at the end of the day, we're going to overturn enough that's going to ensure that President Trump will be able to continue on as our president. I can't say that. And at the end of the day, after we sort through everything and we get rid of all the fraud and we get rid of all the votes that we know were cast illegally, if it still shows that Joe Biden rightfully is the president of the United States, yeah, I will be disappointed, but I will accept those results. And I will pray for him as the president of the United States. And I will respect his office. And I will respect the fact that he won the election fair and square. But until we can guarantee that, what we need to be guaranteeing is that the fraud and the illegal activity that has taken place is 100% rooted out and 100% stopped. And it is such a mess right now. I don't know how you fix it. We know in multiple states, there's all kinds of irregularities happening. There are math experts that don't even need to understand the results or know where things are, but they're looking at the way things are coming on just from a mathematical standpoint, looking at statistics and saying there is unexplainable anomalies here. There is things that mathematically, it's like a 1 in 4 million chance that it would happen. It just doesn't make sense with the amount of voters and the new voters that Donald Trump did get and the momentum that he had and things like Republican candidates that are running for other positions in these other states, these swing states that all held their seats. In fact, some places we actually gained seats. And the Republicans won everything in these districts, yet Joe Biden somehow got 75% of the vote to be the president of the United States. That doesn't make sense. That's just statistically, that just doesn't make sense. Or what about the hundreds of thousands of ballots that got turned in and they were all 100% of them all cast for Joe Biden as president? Yet there is no bubbles filled in for the down ballots. No bubbles filled in for any of the other candidates. Nothing. Just the ballot was turned in and it was just for Joe Biden. Nothing else. Statistically, that just doesn't make sense. What about the thousands and thousands of senior citizens in these certain districts at these rest homes that all decided to register to vote at exactly the same time? And then 100% of them cast their vote for Biden. That just doesn't make sense. And now we know that these machines have been deceiving us and they are corrupt, and we will get to the bottom of it. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for joining me today on this Saturday afternoon, this rainy, nasty Saturday afternoon. But hey, the good news is, it is the opening day of elk season, and I'm going to get the job done this week, so wish me luck out there. I'll be sure to update you guys on my success. Last year, I got a nice bull, and I'm hoping to get it done again. And if you guys are hunters, I wish you the best of luck out there as well. So, again, there's nothing better to, you know, be out there in God's country and enjoy your friends and get a little bit of exercise in. And right now, get away from everything that's happening here and get away from the news. I think we all need to try to put this out of our mind right now because it's putting us all in a pissy mood, and so it'll do us all good to get out in the great outdoors and try to forget about it for a little bit. But until then, it's my job to keep you guys informed and up to date about what's going on. Did you see the report that Chanel Ryan from OAN did this week? And she said that the Dominion voting systems deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. 2.7 million votes for Donald Trump got deleted nationwide. Now, keep in mind, multiple states are using this voting system. And we know about the states that there's been this rampant corruption and fraud that's been happening. But there's also a lot of states that are using the same system that we haven't heard a lot from. And so the corruption and this machine that's causing the issues definitely could cause issues in those states as well. So 2.7 million votes deleted for Donald Trump. The data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Now, that should just infuriate you guys. Now, what they're saying is this was not a glitch. This was not an accident, that this machine is actually programmed. It has that as a built-in feature. And the people that own the machines and that are running these elections can flip that feature on, and they can then program it to figure out what percentage they want to actually change. Or it could be like, two votes for Biden to every one vote for Trump. And so they know for a fact that this is happening. These numbers are accurate. They know that this has taken place. And once again, the Democrats and 50% of your fellow countrymen, I might add, are completely okay with ignoring this. They're saying that we have the issue, that we're just not accepting this. No, nobody should accept this. And again, every state that used these Dominion machines needs to be investigated. And it's all there. It's all written out in the computer codes. You can find out exactly what happened, exactly what it did. That's just one issue. Then we know about all the illegal votes that have been placed after the deadline for the elections. In fact, Trump's team had a huge victory. A judge in Pennsylvania said the Secretary of State completely overstepped her authority by changing the election deadline. And so any of those ballots that came in after 8 p.m. on election night are technically not valid. Now, that's going to be challenged all the way to the Supreme Court, I think. I think there's a big fight there. But if you are looking at just the letter of the law, it is pretty black and white. The Secretary of State did not have that authority. A judge in Pennsylvania did not have that authority. The sole authority rests solely on the legislators in Pennsylvania, and they did not make that decision. So the fact that they extended that deadline and allowed all those ballots to come in after the fact is completely illegal, and it is also completely unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court will look at that, and if they do their job the way they should, and if they are just upholding the law of the land and the Constitution of the United States, they will overturn that. So what does that mean to all those hundreds of thousands of votes that came in after the deadline? Well, it means that they're not good. It means that they're going to be set aside. Now, the challenge here, the problem is, how does the Supreme Court of the United States look at all these voters and say, we understand that you were following the instructions that your government in Pennsylvania told you to follow, but we're sorry, your vote does not mean anything. So those people were all frauded, and they should be livid about this too. And if I was in Pennsylvania and my vote didn't matter because my government lied to me, I'd be livid. But you know what? That is your responsibility. As a citizen in Pennsylvania, you have a responsibility to elect representatives that are going to serve you. And if you've got representatives that don't serve you, that are willing to break the law, that are willing to commit fraud on you, that is your problem, and you hold the power to remove them from office. So that is what I would recommend for you, Pennsylvania. I think you need to start looking at your elected officials. You need to look at your governor. You need to look at your representatives. You need to look at your senators. You need to look at all of your corrupt elected officials, these people that lied to you, these people that illegally moved back this deadline and now potentially made it so your vote does not count. Now, how do we fix this? Honestly, with the corruption that we know has taken place, with the level of corruption that we know for a fact has taken place, and then some of this stuff, we know it took place, but there's no way to put the pieces back together, like the secret ballots, for example. Once they separate that ballot from the envelope, the signed envelope, how do you figure out what's what after that? There's no way to go back and figure that out. You need to be able to identify that in the moment, which is another reason why they would not let the observers watch and determine that they were not doing anything that was illegal or unethical during the vote count. That's why they were putting cardboard up over the windows. That's why they were telling the election watchers that they had to stay 20 feet back. That's why they were pushing people out of the buildings, because they were committing these levels of corruption that they knew that if you didn't catch them in the act right at the moment, that there was no way to go back and prove it. And that's exactly what happened. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for joining me here on this Saturday afternoon. Again, I will remind you, it is, congratulations, the opening day of elk season. So I'm stoked about that. Okay. Talking about the elections, of course, the fraud that happened, and what are we going to do as patriots to fight for our rights, to fight to ensure the integrity of our election. And again, as I said, it doesn't matter who you voted for. If you're an American, you should want to guarantee that our elections are fair and free of corruption and have nothing but integrity that is looked upon by every other single country in this world. And we've got to do it better. We've got to do better than what just happened here this last week. It should have never been allowed to happen. And you know what? Donald Trump called it 6 months ago. As soon as the Democrats started talking about wanting to push everybody to do this mail-in voting, Donald Trump said that this election will be the most corrupt and fraudulent election in American history. He called it, and once again, he can mark that checkbox off. Even though everybody made fun of him at the time, once again, he can look into the eyes of the citizens of the United States and say, I told you so. I mean, the guy, he is just not wrong. He called it, and look at what has happened. Georgia right now, the governor announced on Thursday that he is going to be doing a hand recount. They know that there's problems in the machine. They know that there was some fraud that took place. They know that there's some corruption that took place. And the election is so close, they can't call it. So he's ordered a manual hand recount of each and every ballot. Now, I personally believe that what this is going to do is it's going to show that Donald Trump rightfully won Georgia. But I also believe that it's going to expose the corruption even further and the amount of fraudulent activity, or just how badly these voting machines were actually screwing the American people. It's going to expose all of that, because once they have the hand counts in place, they can say for certain exactly what kind of errors those machines put out and how they changed that election. So let me tell you, my friends, I'm looking forward to that, but that is going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight, and we've got a long battle ahead of us. Trump's legal team, I believe they have their ducks in a row. I think they are ready for this fight. I think they were preparing for it before the elections even took place, because like I said, Trump called this. He knew that there was going to be corruption. So I think they were prepared. I don't think they realized the level of corruption that actually happened. I don't think they knew that this was going to be so bad in so many different states. But I do think that they had some level of preparedness. And I think that they're going to go into these courts swinging. And I think they're being very methodical about how they decide to do this. We have thousands and thousands of sworn affidavits, testimony from eyewitness accounts, testimony from these different election officials that said there was corruption. We have testimony from postal officials that said that there was corruption, that said that they were instructed not to mail things, said that the Postmaster General was telling them not to mail things to get rid of anything that had anything to do with Donald Trump. You name it, it happened, and we definitely need to get to the bottom of this. And I think this election's going to be flipped. I think it's going to take time, but I think you're going to see that Donald Trump rightfully is the president of the United States. So that judge ruling in Pennsylvania that those mail-in ballots need to be separated, that's a good first step. That's definitely a huge win for the Trump team. And I think over this next week, you're going to see more wins come out, because we know what the evidence is and we know what the facts are. And we know that you can't deny it. So as they go through courts, the courts, in my opinion, again, that's assuming that these are honest judges that want to uphold the rule of law and protect our Constitution. You would think that the courts would rule in favor of what the Trump team is submitting because they have the evidence. Just think for a moment what a Biden-Harris administration looks like. And think for a moment what that will do to cripple this nation. I mean, you have these countries like China and Russia and Iran that they are just hoping and doing everything they can to make sure that this administration, this Biden-Harris administration, are the ones that get in, because Donald Trump is their biggest threat. And Donald Trump is the reason that they've not been able to accomplish things, the reason why they're still not taking advantage of the United States, the reason why our country is the dominant world power again, the reason why we're energy independent, and the reason why we have so many good things happening. Peace in the Middle East for the first time in forever, maybe? I mean, peace in the Middle East. Many people thought that that was never even possible. And look at what the Trump administration has accomplished. Look at how he has stood by Israel and the things that he has done for Israel and with Israel. Look at how he has crippled Iran, and you don't even hear about Iran anymore. Under the Obama administration, Iran was a threat every single day. Each and every day, they were doing things to hurt the United States of America. They made the mistake of trying that with Donald Trump, and they got the smackdown. And they were held accountable for their actions. There were severe consequences. And they're not even relevant right now. They're not relevant while we have Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Korea, same thing. Little rocket man shooting his rockets in there every chance he got, talking tough, talking how he's going to snuff out the United States of America. What happened? He knew he couldn't fight Donald Trump. He knew Donald Trump was serious, and so he changed his tune. There were efforts there for Korea and the United States to come to some type of a peaceful agreement. Now, we're not giving them a pass for the horrible crimes against humanity that they have committed, but we can't just fight with them, or we shouldn't just, our policy should not just be fight with them forever. Okay, because that doesn't make sense. So the efforts that Donald Trump was doing to at least open the door to communication with North Korea and the leadership there, that's huge. Everybody thought he was crazy for doing that. But again, look at what it gained us. They're not as much of a threat right now. They're not continuing to shoot these rockets every single week. Yeah, we can't trust them. Yeah, we know they're still trying to do stuff, but we started the conversation. We made some progress there. The situation over there is better because of the Trump administration and what they've accomplished. Our Secretary of State is excellent. The things he has done for this country and the position that he's put the United States in, we're better now than we have been in the last 40 years. Why is he there? Because Donald Trump put him there. Donald Trump selected a person that could be a Secretary of State that would lead the world. And that's exactly what has happened. So there are so many good things, so many positive things that the Trump administration does. Even with this battle going on right now for the presidency, even with all this election fraud and everything that's happened, Donald Trump is still working for you and me. He is still the president of the United States. And Joe Biden, he gets to do this election and go home and just watch the TV and wait for the results to come in and wait for his handlers to tell him what to do next. Donald Trump has had to do the election, but he also still is the president of the United States. And every day he still has to fulfill the duties and the responsibilities as the president of the United States. And even with all this election news and all this fraud and the way he has been attacked day in and day out, he is still working for the citizens of the United States. Just this week, he signed more sanctions against China. He put more laws in place that will further make it so China is not such an economic superpower and doesn't have so much influence over the United States. He's made it so U.S. citizens can't trade in some companies with China that will help China's military. I think that was a very wise move of him, a very patriotic move. Again, that doesn't always make him the most popular person, but he's doing what's best for the United States, for this country, to make sure that we're staying secure and protecting our borders, protecting our sovereignty. And he's crippling these nations like China, like Russia, like Iran, that would love nothing more than to destroy us. But because he's strong, because he's working for the citizens, because he's working for you and I, he's been able to to hold them at bay. If we have a Harris-Biden administration, and notice I said Harris-Biden because we know she is really going to be running the ship. We know that Joe Biden's mind, mentally, he doesn't have the capacity to be the commander-in-chief, and that Harris is going to be calling the shots. And you know what? If I was Joe Biden, the truth is, I would, if he really is president-elect, say he got that, say he becomes the next president of the United States of America, that man, his life is in danger. I think he knows it too, because nobody wants him to be the president. Now, I'm not saying the Republicans or the conservatives are going to take him out. I'm saying nobody on the left, okay? None of the people that are responsible for him being there actually want him there. He is a placeholder for Kamala Harris. And everybody knows that. And they know that he doesn't have the mental faculties to be the president of the United States. So he's there just long enough for Kamala to take over. I believe his life is probably in danger. Stick with me. Don't go anywhere. Right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
It's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thank you for joining me here today on this Saturday afternoon. I hope you guys are doing well, and we are coming up on the last segment of the show. Once again, time flies when you're having fun. Unfortunately, the topics we've been covering today aren't a lot of fun to cover. It's a gray cloud over this country. It's a gray cloud over democracy and the republic. And it hurts. I'm afraid for what does this mean for the United States of America? If 50% of our fellow countrymen are okay with what's took place this last week and a half, if 50% of our fellow countrymen are okay with the fraud that happened during our elections and aren't willing to fight against it, want us to just accept it, there's something seriously wrong. I mean, what kind of message does that send to our enemies? I mean, the writing has been on the wall for a while. We know that the younger generations, they're not built like our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. They're not built like our founding fathers. They're not strong like those older generations were. I hate to say that, but we're producing a product of people that need their safe space, right? People that are offended by everything and have to make a huge issue and freak out about everything. People that aren't sure what sexual identity they should choose today. We've created a nation of sissy Marys, and, you know, our enemies are standing aside and they're watching what is happening in the United States. And they're just, you know, they're chomping at the bit. They know that we are our own worst enemy. And then they see what took place in this last week and a half during our elections, and they see that half of our country is okay with it. Half of our country doesn't want to fight. Half of our country doesn't want to hear the truth, doesn't want to know the truth. And when they know the truth, they won't do anything to fix it. That makes us look weak. They know that we won't fight. They know that we're vulnerable. They know that we are divided. Think about what kind of position that puts us in. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, they've been witnessing this for the last 8 months, since COVID happened, actually. They have watched this divide, and they have watched American citizens just give up. Whatever the government says they'll do. Wear the face mask. Okay, we'll put it on. How long? Oh, a couple weeks just to slow the curve. Oh, 8 months later? Okay, I'll keep wearing it. I thought the doctor said that it doesn't help. I thought the expert says that it doesn't help. Oh, okay. I'll keep wearing it. You know, what have we become as a society? We just do what we're told to do like little sheep. The majority of us do anyway. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to realize that we have had the wool pulled over our eyes, that we've been hoodwinked? When are we going to realize that we need to be able to think for ourselves, that we've been lied to by the media, that we've been lied to by our government? And when are we going to realize that if we don't stand up and take our freedom back right now, there's going to be a time, and it's coming quickly, my friends, there's going to be a time that it's too late. We all should be concerned. And like I said, these other countries, our enemies, they're watching this take place, and there is nothing more that they want than to see Donald Trump defeated in this election and have a Biden-Harris administration, because they know that those two are key to the further collapse of this republic. And they know that they can manipulate those two. They know that Biden is so corrupt. We know Biden was involved in collusion. We know that Biden has taken payouts from Ukraine, from Turkey, from China. We know that they have dirt on Biden. We know that they have criminal video footage of the Biden and their family. And Biden doesn't want that out. And if Biden becomes president, he's going to do everything he can to sweep this stuff under the rugs. And if that means he has to sell us out, he will sell us out. He'll do whatever China wants him to do. He'll do whatever Ukraine wants him to do, whatever Turkey wants him to do, whatever Iran wants him to do. He doesn't work for the United States of America. He doesn't work for the citizens in the United States of America. He is beholden to these other countries, these foreign countries that want to dominate, that want to have all the power. Ultimate power corrupts. We know that. And he will be their yes man. And it will destroy this nation. That is what will happen if Biden becomes president of the United States. Now, I don't think he will. If our rule of law holds up, if our officials, our judges do the job that they're supposed to do, I don't think he will. But here's the thing. I believe we've already been failed. The fact that we're even going through this, my friends, is because our justice system has failed us. Because we know for a fact that crimes have been committed and nobody has been indicted. We know for a fact that there has been crimes committed by the Biden family that Joe was involved in himself. And if he was indicted, if he was prosecuted, if Bill Barr and, you know, our previous attorney generals, Jeff Sessions, if the legal system would work the way it should work, where we hold people accountable, where nobody is above the law, I don't believe Joe Biden would even be eligible to be president of the United States. Why? Because China and these other countries have things to hold over his head. Because he has committed felonies, he would not be eligible to be president of the United States. But because our system has failed us, we are in the mess that we're in today. It's time for us to take it back, my friends. It's time for us to stand up. We need to fight this. There is 74 million Americans that are pissed off right now. Now, let me tell you something. That number is growing every single day. There's 74 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump, and that number is growing every single day as the truth is starting to come out. We need to pray as a nation. We need to pray together. We need to be praying and asking God to heal our lands and expose the truth, expose the corruption, and hold people accountable for what they have done to this republic. I can't stress that enough, my friends. We know how powerful prayer is. We know the miracles that can happen. And right now we need God more than we have ever needed him before. And that's the truth. We need 74 million Americans to pray for this nation, pray for this republic, and pray for our president that he prevails. And I just like to say thank you, President Trump. Everything that you have endured the last 4 years, everything that you're going through right now, and you wake up every day and you do it for the citizens. You do it because you love this republic. You don't take your paycheck. You do it for free. Your resolve is unwavering. Your patriotism, I am in awe of. You have inspired the youngest generations. You have inspired the minorities. You have more minorities voted for you than any other Republican president in history. And they claim you're a racist. Isn't that ironic? Pray, you guys. That's my best piece of advice. God bless you guys. Stay safe out there. Stay vigilant. We'll catch you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.